opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000,
hey Dave, we can't hear you, bro.
Oh, my mistake. Sorry about that, Scotty. Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I have muted myself. Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 9. And in today's show, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. And that will lead you to where you can make your comment or question known. If I'm reading something, that means I won't be able to see you, and I'm going to be traveling, so I won't be able to hear you as well. So make sure that you, if you have a question or comment when we go through this, definitely just make yourself known. Just say, excuse me, we'll hear you, and we'll bring you up. Okay, today is the 21st of 2017, and looking forward to today's show. But before we get into that, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're on the home page, you can see the donation prompt that's there with the holding hands. You'll see that. Just click that, and that will lead you in how you can give some of your financial energy. And by you supporting this network, because it has no outside sponsors, it has no corporate sponsor, because it doesn't push a corporate agenda, it doesn't push the corporate objective. It is not one of the tools or the overall methodologies of the major networks or the overall system itself. It is independent, and it was put together for your overall edification in a more holistic way. So you are the sponsors for BTR Community, for Black Talk Radio Network, and for all the programs that have brought you to Black Talk Radio Network. So give what it is that you can. Greatly appreciate it. Also, you can support the network by being a part of, you heard me say, BTR Community. What is BTR Community? BTR Community is a social media outlet that the network has put together for your overall benefit, so that you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected by not having anyone sell your identification to any bidder, and for you not to be data mined for the purpose of seeing who you are and spidering you with other people that you may know, and getting into all of the things that basically trying to profile you for different purposes. And that's what all the other ones do. Think of how much information, how much is divulged on these social media networks. And not only that, look how many people have been adversely affected, lost out on opportunities, employment, or just so many different things. So why? Because of your social media signature, your footprint. Come on, y'all, be smart. So do that. So get on over to BTR Community. The membership is only $24 a year. Supports the network, supports the system, and you can post whatever it is that you want within reason. You can't be crazy. I'm sorry. You just can't be crazy. And if you have to ask, is that being crazy? Probably is being crazy. So you just can't be crazy and reckless and irresponsible, because it is a membership, but you can definitely post things about yourself, your business, and things that you think that need to be highlighted, and you can make your comments. And I would just say govern yourselves accordingly, please. Okay? So $24 a year. It gets you that subscription and supports the network and supports Black Talk Radio Network as well. So definitely could do that. Okay, and also, everyone, please, if you would, check out the GoFundMe campaign for Michael Emmanuel that's there on the homepage for BTR Community. And Michael Emmanuel is recovering from germ cell cancer. Then he had chemotherapy earlier this summer. And now the family, Michael Emmanuel, needs some of the trace minerals to help his body to actually detoxify from the overall chemo and to strengthen his immune system and to try to go keep on a direction of being cancer-free and keep it in remission. Excuse me. So go there, please, and give whatever it is that you can. All donations, just like the donations to BTR, to Black Talk Radio Network, are extremely appreciated, and we thank you for them, okay? So with that being said, let's get into a couple of more advertisements, and we'll get into what's in the news and get into today's show. If you would like to save in real money, you could do that by going to prosperitymint.com, ProsperityMint.com, and check out what's in inventory there. And definitely this is where you can save as a lady and a gentleman, or save as a king and a queen, and that would be in real money and silver and gold. Real money. Cash is not money. Cash is currency, and the overall adverse sides of that are extremely, extremely detrimental to our overall growth, our overall sovereignty, our overall self-determination, and our overall energy use. Very, very much so. It's being stolen through currency. So you never save in currency. You save in real assets. You save in real money. You save in the spiritual laws, not in the written laws. So you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory. Then email info@prosperitymint.com and leave your name, a number, and what you're interested in acquiring. And make sure you leave so someone can give you a call. That information in calling you back will just so that, and what's the best time to call you, will just be used just for the purpose of explaining to you the overall buying process, some of the things that you should know about acquiring the precious metals that is to your benefit. It will not be used for anything else, will not be sold to anyone else. It will just be used for that so that you'll know, and it's just a one-time basically introduction so that the overall process to your benefit can be explained to you. So that's what you could do there. Also, if you would like to trade with us via the cryptocurrencies, you could do that by going to ourcryptocurrencies.com, and check out our overall the trading platform that's there to your benefit. Great, great stuff. Been beneficial to me. Looking forward to doing it even further. So would love for you to be a part of that. I've actually almost 1.5 bitcoins is what I've earned from being in it since I started in May. So, and we are not even halfway there. So we're looking about a return of maybe 3.5 bitcoins, maybe 4. So hopefully that will be the case. It's worth it to me. So check out that, our cryptocurrency. Also, if you would like to be a part of the Trace Mineral, definitely what you could do is that I will post. I didn't think about that, but I know I will post the Trace Mineral. If you are interested in that, do me a favor, text me 951-790-8330, and that is the trace minerals that Michael Emmanuel's mom, Jada, has been talking about as far as the overall benefits that has been to Michael. Our bodies need, we need trace minerals. We need to put ourselves in a better position. So check out that. Okay. So with that being said, or one more last thing, this weekend coming up Saturday, we will have the Structuring Your Family Legacy seminar in Dallas, Texas, the 23rd of September and the 24th in Dallas, Texas, and is going to be sponsored by Legacy Wealth Management Group. If you would like to be a part of that, if you're in the Texas area, if you would like to be a part of that, definitely you can text me, 951-790-8330. I will get up the information to you. Tickets are $350 for one ticket, $500 for two tickets, and you will be exposed to how to properly structure and why you need to be structuring trust and foundations on a very intimate and detailed way. For those of you that came down in March and actually had the first opportunity to meet one of the controllers of Legacy Wealth Management, the presentation that blew you away there, that wasn't the presentation that's given at the seminars. It's much, much more involved, much, much deeper, in that's there. I will be presenting as well, Saturday, early. So I will have a presentation. That presentation is probably going to go about an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Not quite sure how long. And it's information that I talk about that I can't talk about here, or I won't talk about here. It's not that I can't. I won't talk about it here on air because it's just not the setting, the proper setting or a responsible setting for me to do that there. Would love to see some of you all and talk to you all, those of you that are coming. That listen to Tando Radio Show, definitely make yourself known to me or text me, 951-790-8330. Would love to meet up and catch up with you all that will be doing that. Okay, so that is that. Let's get into what's in the news. If you'd like to give us a call at any time during the show today, I will be traveling, so I won't be on the board. So let me get in this very quickly so we can get into the show. And what I want to read to you all, definitely get into that so that we can do that. So today's show, today's topic is the applied application of emotion is keeping us from solutions. The applied application of emotions is keeping us from solutions. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's today's show. And what do I mean by that? Because the system has taught us to be so emotional about everything is that prevents us from really being able to structure, build, create, and to apply solutions. You know, I always like to say it this way: the great creator may have emotions, but emotions never a part of the decision-making process. Any person that allows emotion to be a part of their decision-making process is being put in a position of and is actually being cornered and actually being coerced and is actually being manipulated and trapped into that type of thinking. That type of thinking never ever solves anything. It never has solved anything. It never will solve anything. If you look at our overall past, look at all the emotional outbursts and the emotional directions that we've taken, and look what it's gotten us, nowhere. And this is why we have no real solutions to things now, is because a lot of the overall responses that we've had in the past have been nothing more than applied applications of emotions, which do not provide for any solutions. And I really would hope that we would move away from that. And I would say because, see, solutions is really based in a lot of different things, but it's also a mathematical algorithm that goes along with solutions. 2 + 2 = 10 is wrong. So I say that because of this. If you have a problem, and the overall problem is 2 + 2, and the solution and you come up with 10, that's because you've added so much to the problem via way of emotions that you never come up with the proper equivalent to solve that problem. 4 is the answer, is the solution. 10 is not. And throughout our overall history, so much of it has been emotionally tied to things because that's what the system wants us to do. And by having emotions, it's something that we see. There's a response that we have from what we see physical. It's not a strategy, and it's not anything that's based in culture that is actually already given the solution. You just have to apply the energy to the solution, and it will work. It is not a strategy of the proven past that we use. We use the overall dictations and the overall highways and path that those that have created the problem to give us a path out. In emotions gives you what? An emotional outburst. It gives you an emotional you exhale an emotion, and a lot of emotional exhales brings in physical, mental, spiritual, and psychological exhaustion. And we've been exhausted for many, many of years because we are not strategizing an asymmetrical solution for our overall sustainability. And because of that, we fall for all of the traps that are set. Just think how frantic someone becomes, and you've seen people frantically respond in emotions. They become incoherent and frantic. And when they become incoherent and frantic, what happens? They are very easily manipulated. Very easily manipulated. Because emotions requires no thought process. It requires no calculation. It requires no strategy. It requires no directive. And it's not a methodical approach to the solution. It is an outburst. One of the things that I was told business-wise is this, is that the poor scream while the wealthy whisper. And I understand why, but just because you can doesn't mean that you should. And I would start to hope that we would start to apply strategy, asymmetrical strategy, two different things. And when you do that, this is what happens. You orchestrate and conceptualize your sovereignty. And it's very difficult to stop that approach because it's almost bulletproof. It's virtually unstoppable. It is unyielding. What do I mean by that? If the ants can do it, so can we. All the solutions to all the problems that we see before us, all the answers, well, not the answers. The answers are not. It's the solutions to things are. They're within us. And I hope that we would see that. And one of the things, I want to jump into what's in the news real quickly and then get back into that. But I want you to think about that. And then if you'd like to call in, definitely do. If not, just sit back and listen. But I would definitely say there comes a time when you need to move. And I hope you all, for those of you that are moving, I'm glad that you are doing it. And I hope to move with you in the future. We don't have to agree on anything. But what we should do is realize that we have the same objective. We have maybe different methods, but our objective is still the same. I hope. If not, I'm probably not the person that you want to resonate with, and I know definitely you're not the person that I want to resonate with at all. So I would say, for those of you that are moving and are motivated to action, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look forward to collaborating with you. Not because I'm right, not because you're right, not because we're right, but because it's all about our overall sovereignty, self-determination, and prosperity. The prosperity that is given to us. But one of the things about a gift is that every gift that's given to you has to be maintained. And if you do not maintain it, especially what it is I think that the great creator gives us, whatever you do not maintain as a gift is lost. Because it was given to you absent of what you deserved or what's required. So let's jump into what's in the news real quickly. First article, man, I said this was no slip of the tongue or teleprompter mistake. It was a calculated invoking. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. Now, I listened to this live yesterday. Celebrity figurehead, this comes from Press TV. I posted this from Press TV. Press TV. My friends getting rich from Africa. My friends getting rich from Africa, Trump said. This is what he said. And what's significant about this is because he was speaking to organizational bodies from the continent of Africa, and the AU was one. The African Union was one. And you're speaking directly to them. Here's what's up. Celebrity figurehead U.S. President Donald Trump has congratulated African leaders on the business potential. He kept saying Africa has great business potential, great business, of course, because we're going from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. But even in a debt-based economy, they were exploiting Africa, the continent of Africa. You all know that. But what are we really doing about it? What asymmetrical plan? What asymmetrical journey? What asymmetrical path have we laid? Or do we continue to run on an information superhighway that they placed before us for their overall benefit? Let me go on to the article. Their countries have, saying he has, so many friends who are going to the continent trying to get rich. And that's exactly what he said. I have so many friends that are going to Africa trying to get rich. This was no slip of the tongue, nor a teleprompter mistake. This was a calculated invoking. One of the invokings, what they wanted to invoke and to spear, was an emotional response. What's the wiser thing to do? Scream, holler, and yell? Or to prepare, strategize, protect, and leverage yourself? Which one requires greater discipline, greater critical thinking, greater commitment, and greater foresight? An imbecile can respond emotionally, while only the wise calculate the necessities to strategize the perfect solution. Much more involved. Check out that article. I doubt we'll touch on that today. Oh, I will say this. Tomorrow, we will not have a show tomorrow. I have a seminar that I got to prepare for. So we won't have a show tomorrow, so just wanted to let you know. Okay, here we go. Continue with what's in the news. Next article, I got this from Sputnik News. Great discoverer. Celebrity figurehead Trump's gaffes makes him the butt of Twitter jokes. His Nambia gaffe makes him the butt of Twitter jokes. And they got a picture here of, remember when they had the solar eclipse? They got a picture here of celebrity figurehead Trump pointing to the sun while he's staring at it, squinting. Man, this is so classic. They tell you everything, that these celebrity figureheads are nothing more than their overall toys that are used to put before you to have an emotional response to everything. Amazing, amazing. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from the South China Morning Post. S&P cuts China's sovereign credit rating on growth risk and on debt. The S&P, Standard & Poor's, cuts China's global rating on Thursday, today, cutting China's sovereign credit by one notch, citing economic, financial, and risk rise by the country's prolonged period of strong credit growth. Strong credit growth means nothing more than debt. But let me tell you something, it don't matter no more. They're establishing their own rating system their own credit rating system, and the credit won't be based off, yes, there will still be credit, but it won't be based off debt. It will be based off collateral. What collateral assets do you have to receive any form of sovereign, corporate, or private credit? That means you're going to be requiring credit, I mean, cap collateral from people. Because they definitely going to be requiring it of you. And if you can conceptualize this and see this and properly prepare yourself and leverage yourself, you too may be the lender of first choice. Because it is not going to stop. The common person's economy will collapse. The common person's economy is surely and exclusively based off of debt. The system is the orchestrator of economic trends and directions, not dependent on debt. The economy will never collapse until the people decide that that economy is no longer necessary under the confines in which it's being used. Then there will be a different economy. It will be known as the ecosystem. Powerful, powerful system. Next article. Got this one from Press TV. Iran, world powers meet over JCPOA in New York. And that is the overall deal with Iran and the U.S. over nukes. Check out that article. Very powerful, very important. This one comes from Russia Insider. Very telling here. Russia Insider. I got this from Russia Insider. Trump's U.N. speech is the last straw. Time for him to go. My political positions have very frequently been countercurrent when the liberals were calling for Trump's head, when Senator Charles Schumer and Representative Nancy Pelosi in Congress were preaching all-out ostracism against the newly inaugurated president to thwart his policies. I was urging progressives to lay down their pitchforks and to try to deal constructively with the new administration for the good of the nation. But now, check out that article, you can say the rest. But let me just say this. This has nothing to do with the celebrity figurehead that was selected in being Trump or Obama or anything else. That's not the representation. The representation really is that the overall, what you've known as the United States, the overall FEMA region of the United States, the overall authoritarian dictatorship or oligarchs of the United States is actually going to be used as the sacrificial lamb, and its blood will actually facilitate the overall energy. It will actually energize the continuance of the system of subjugation and enslavement, and they'll put all of the spices and all of the practices in mixtures and in potions to make this overall spell even stronger. They will add hate. They will add emotions. They will add ignorance. They will add the falsehoods of our economy. They will add debt. They will add war. They will add disease. They will add poverty. They will add the same things that they've been using before, because that overall mixture is extremely, that potion of poison is extremely strong, and it's been the potion of poison that they have really introduced to us to where we have become addicted to it ourselves. It's the synthetic potion of demise. Check out that article. Next article. Got this one from Press TV. Press TV, Iran in compliance with the nuclear deal, celebrity figurehead Tillerson said. Next article. This is a kicker right here, y'all. All of this stuff is staged, but if you can see through the act, doesn't matter if you see the if the play is before you. You can see through the act. It doesn't matter if the play is before you. All the world is the stage. Check this out, Francis Bacon. Check this out. Here it comes from Reuters. North Korea foreign minister calls Trump's UN address sounds of a dog barking. Sounds of dog barking. North Korean foreign minister called the U.S. celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump address to the UN the sound of a dog barking. Brushed aside Trump's remark that the U.S. may be forced to totally destroy North Korea. But here's the important part. Go to the next article. But no, go to that first article from Reuters. And in that article, it's talking about how North Korea and South Korea are in negotiations and that they are actually giving financial support to North Korea. I've always thought that the Koreas will be united. And when they do unite, that means that the untied states of America is in, has already happened. And they're going to be doing that real soon. Check out this article. It's a part of the overall play. Next article, I got this from Reuters as well. Russia has set Russia set to pipe more oil to China. Steps up race with the Saudis. And they will all go. This is all about the demise. And the new contracts is not even about the demise of the U.S. economy. That has already happened. But the overall complete ramifications of that have not been felt as of yet, but you're starting to feel them. I hope you're making the appropriate responses to those. Next article, I got this from South China Morning Post. China deals top investments in the U.S. put under security review. They're going to seize and nationalize everything that the U.S. had in China and kick them out of there. Boy, getting where we thought it would be. Next article from the South China Morning Post. Is China set to fully open its financial borders to foreign institutions? Report suggests that the central bank in China is locked in talks with domestic regulators and key domestic institutions over allowing foreign players not only more influence, but even allowing them to take major stakes in JVs, joint ventures. That's what JVs stand for. Let me tell you why that is, ladies and gentlemen. One of the criteria of that is that no one could be using the dollar. So what is the rest of the world going to be doing? They're going to want to get in those joint ventures. Oh, huge, huge, huge. Next article, this one comes from Russia Insider. Trump's speech revealed a subservient to Israel and Saudi Arabia. Check out that article. Next article, I'm going to hurry up here. I got this one from Bloomberg. Home prices soar in disaster-prone areas. This is very, very important. There's been a few bad weeks of national disasters. There were no national disasters. These were man-made. A series of hurricanes ripped through Texas, Florida, Caribbean, killing hundreds and racking up $100 billion worth in damages. Wildfires are raging in the western U.S., and a pair of powerful earthquakes have battered Mexico. Check out this article. Says a lot you need to know. Next article, I got this from Nothing But Criminal News. This is Hurricane Maria cuts all electricity and crushes Puerto Rico. We need to check out this because this has a lot to do with the overall emotional, with the applied applications of emotion for today's show. We have got to see what's up and make the appropriate response. This is also a part of everything that's going to be happening. Got this one from Wall Street Journal on Equifax. Hackers entered Equifax system back in March. Oh, they entered Equifax system back when they established Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Everything computer-based is a hack. See, that's what strategy, asymmetrical strategy does. It doesn't have an emotional response. It positions itself for leverage. That's what it does. And next article, got this one from Russia Insider. U.S. Secret Service tried to nab 29 Russian troops in Syria and got their butts kicked by the Russian military. Check out that article. Next one. And Raj posted this one, 5 things to know about the autumn equinox. Check out that one. And then last one, a couple of them. then we're going to get into today's show, a couple more. Next one, I posted this one, Taiwan from oilprice.com. Taiwan cuts off fossil fuel to North Korea. Let me just say this about North Korea. I don't think there's going to be a war at all. Could, not saying, but it possibly, I think the war has already been fought and it's already been decided. There may be a few skirmishes, military skirmishes, but they won't be anything of significance. Won't need to be. Everything is already done. So it is written, the empire has fallen. And the new one is arising. The phoenix is rising in the adverse way. Check out that article. Now, cutting off oil to North Korea is only going to push North Korea, or is going to be used as an excuse to say that North Korea was pushed. Either way it goes, the overall intentions will be played out for the demise of the untied states of America. Next article, Russia says it will target U.S.-backed fighters in Syria if provoked. Yep, Roz posted that one from Reuters. We're posting Roz. Next article, I got this from the anti-media. Read this. Check this out. The petrodollar is under attack. Here's what you need to know. Check out that pretty good article. So definitely want to get into today's show, but if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Today's show, the applied application of emotions is keeping us from solutions. So if you'd like to get in on that conversation, give us a call, 866. Now, the reason why I wanted to say that, because things are going to get extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. And there are things that are going to be definitely adversely affecting you. And I want you to be in the position of advantage as much as you possibly can. What you do by it all is up to you. And what do I mean by that? What I want to do first, as we go into the applied state, the applied application of emotions today's show, I want to go to an article really quickly. And this article, let me pull it up. We've been talking about this from the very inception of Tando Radio Show. And what we've been talking about from the beginning has now come to full fruition. And what I want to do is I'm going to pull up this article. Oh, let me get it down real quick. From Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is now experiencing massing Harvey-like flooding. And why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Is that a coincidence? If you think it's a coincidence, that's fine. But I would say that you're more than wrong if you look at the overall path of what was happening with Puerto Rico. And we've talked about this for so long. Remember when Puerto Rico said that they will default, they will not pay the bondholders? Remember when they said they will go to bankruptcy, they will not pay the bondholders? And the bondholders said, yes, you will. Well, here's what that was, the facade. Here comes the emotions. One of the things that this system does is that, and Brother Braggs has talked about this before. One of the things, the tactics that this system does is that it displaces people from what, from their overall, what they consider their homeland. And by doing that, by uprooting that, it's just like uprooting a tree. It's like uprooting a rose bush. The rose bush has already seeded itself into the earth. And this is where it's getting its nutrients from and is able to do what? To flower itself, replicate itself, and to bloom. Well, just as with people, we are living entities, just like the trees are living entities. When you're uprooted, what happens to you? You no longer produce flowers. You no longer produce fruits. You no longer blossom. You become disease written because you are displaced into another area that you have not established the immunity to defend yourself against everything that's there. Same thing with people. When you displace people, you dislodge them from their from what they've established their culture in. And what is culture? Culture is not a fad. Wearing saggy pants is a fad. Wearing gazelle glasses is a fad. Wearing Adidas is a fad. Wearing members only jacket is a fad. Using MySpace is a fad. Using Facebook is a fad. All of these are fads. They come and go for the overall benefit of the agenda. Culture is what you use to sustain yourself generation after generation. From the expertise, from your expertise of trial and error and learning how to mitigate the proper solution. That is culture. Why is this so important? Why am I bringing this up? Because we talked about Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is a jewel for many a reasons. Puerto Rico, Haiti, all of the Caribbean islands, all of the land in this area is known as the original Egypt, is known as the Great Atlantis, known as the land of Califia and the Califians, but it wasn't theirs. They simply had rooted themselves there temporarily. It has always been one of the most productive regions on the planet. Yes, there are other areas that are productive, but none so much as productive as here, as it broke off from the anchored continent that we call Africa, and has always been the jewel, one of the jewels in the manipulator's eye. He passed this down generation after generation as a cultural practice of remaining immune. So, Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico was in debt, was going into bankruptcy, was told their overall bondholders, go pound sand. He said, okay. But see, one of the things was that the overall bondholders, the real controllers, wanted that debt to be put into place. Why? Because they knew it wasn't payable and Puerto Rico would have to default. They wanted Puerto Rico to default. This is why they give you cash, because it's a drug. Because it ain't real. And you will continue to have an insatiable appetite because you never have money. When you have money, you'll have what's sufficient for your prosperity. So now Puerto Rico couldn't pay. And it was engineered for it not to be able to pay. Not emotionally, but from the strategy, strategically. And they wanted an emotional response from things. But we wouldn't see what the real strategy and the objectives was. So now Puerto Rico can't pay. So what do? They use what Kennedy said, weather modification will be used in the future. And you saw in the future that they were talking about was the same weather modification that they've had for millions of years. Oh, they didn't just fall upon this by putting up a couple of antennas known as HARP or any of the other repeaters. No, they've known this. They've known this before Tesla. They've known this for eons. They just didn't tell you about it. I know you didn't read that in the book anywhere. One of the things we got to start doing is you got to start reading your spirit. It'll tell you. The books are nothing more than the letter of the law. Is the author, does the author have an alternative motive when you read it? You don't know. Did you know the author? Do you know who funded? So you get where I'm going, so let's keep going. So now Puerto Rico can't pay. Right? Puerto Rico can't pay. How do you steal something that is not yours or anyone else's? But you know that people have rooted themselves there and have started to blossom there and have started to bloom and started to produce fruit, even though it may be corrupted fruit, but still they're produced. How do you displace them? Very easily. Very, very easily. You make the land uninhabitable. And you don't have to make the land inhabitable for very long. And they will leave. They will leave because they will see that they had no choice. And the reason why they see that they had no choice is because they didn't know that everything was set up. Puerto Rico just get hit with Maria. And now the island is utterly, completely destroyed. There are very few homes in Puerto Rico that still have roofs after Maria. Now they're having massive flooding. Here's the key. One of the things that we talked about here on Tando Radio Show is that EMP is probably going to be one of the greatest equalizers against people. That was one of the methods. Did not Puerto Rico get hit with an EMP? They just named it something else, and they said it was a hurricane. But see, what I always like to say is don't watch their creed. Don't look at what they say. Look at what they do. Look at what they do, then go back to hear what they say, and they'll tell you everything that they're doing. When this storm went through Puerto Rico, I want to read this real quick. I'm going to read this real quick and then we'll get into it. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Then I'm going to be on the road for the rest of the show. Really quickly. All power, this comes from nothingbutcriminalsnews.com. You call it NBC News. All power out as Hurricane Maria winds, floods, crush Puerto Rico. San Juan, Puerto Rico. Hurricane Maria is likely to have destroyed Puerto Rico. The island's emergency director said Wednesday after the monster storm ripped roofs off the buildings and flooded homes. Intense flooding was reported across the economic strained U.S. territory, particularly in San Juan, the capital, where most residents' streets looked like rivers. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for the entire island after 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. This was yesterday. Jennifer Jaime, Governor. This is from Jennifer Jaime, Governor Rosario, press secretary, told NBC, Nothing But Criminals News, that all power across the island was knocked out. And that word knocked out is not it's not a play on words. It's intentional. The literal term goes on. Once we were able to go outside, we were going to find our island destroyed, emergency director Cortez said at a news conference. Imposed at 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. a curfew, the governor had citing flood warnings and the importance of keeping streets clear for repairs and rescue teams. San Juan's mayor, Cruz, told mainstream Nothing But Criminals, NBC News, that the devastation in the capital was unlike anything she had ever seen. The San Juan that we knew yesterday is no longer there. I'm going to say this. The overall cultural ties that we had in America, in the area known as America, were no longer there after they swept across to displace the ancestral people of that land, the ones that have rooted in the Otochican. Article goes on. adding, we're looking at 4 to 6 months without electricity in Puerto Rico, home to nearly 3.5 million people. Maria, the strongest storm hit Puerto Rico since Maria is the strongest storm that hit Puerto Rico since 1928. Had max sustained winds of 155 miles per hour. I doubt it was 155 miles per hour. I think it was even more. But who am I to know? When it made landfall as a Category 4 storm after 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the National Hurricane Center said, after weakening Maria's strengthening to a Category 3 early Thursday, today, it added by 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, about 55 miles north of Puerto Rico in Dominican Republic. Almost finished here. I want to finish this real quickly. The tropical storm conditions were expected to continue on Puerto Rico through the night, but hurricane warnings for the islands were lifted late Wednesday as Maria moved away from the northwestern coast. From its northwestern coast, the wind threats had decreased. The Hurricane Center said the threats of rain gorging flood remains devastating to a catastrophe, it said. Airports in San Juan will order closed until Friday, the earliest because of the flooding and the debris. Extreme rainfall flooding may prompt numerous evacuations and rescues. The agency said the rivers in The rivers may overwhelmingly overflow their banks in many places with deep water moving. A lawyer and radio host in Metro San Juan said the city was in a deluge. You remember the Noah's flood? Remember someone said the flood was coming? Could that have been what we call today? The weather modification definitely could be. I don't know. You weren't there and I wasn't there either. Just saying. Water moves is one of the most powerful elements. And when it moves across the land, all that is there is compromised. Unless it's indigenous and natural to that overall land itself, it moves everything else. Goes on. It sounded as though bombs were going off when the winds toppled trees around houses, she said. Along with the beachfront, she said, cement structures were being wrecked from their foundations, were being ripped from their foundations as islanders scrambled for refuge. Rooftops collapsed, windows shattered. People were huddled in hallways, closets, and bedrooms. An act of terror. Maria's next move was expected to take it to the near coast of Dominican Republic and the Turks Islands, where hurricane warnings, and then began to drift more northwestward by Friday. Forecasters said it remains too early to know how close Maria will come to the U.S. mainland. So I want to stop there real quickly. Let me hit this. Maria was a Category 5. Hurricane, the strongest there is, and when it hit the Caribbean islands on Monday night, killing at least 7 people on the island of Dominica. That was another article. So that was there. Now let me just say this real quickly before we go to a commercial break. And when we go into a commercial break, Scotty, if you would just have it just extended just a little bit, so I can get on the road, and then come right back. By the lights being out for 6 months, 3 to 6 months, 3 to 6 months, what have we been saying that they've been talking about with EMP? When the lights go out, doesn't matter if it's by the way that you thought it was going to be, the actual outcome of it all is still the same. The lights are out in Puerto Rico. And unless Puerto Rico gets continuous, nonstop aid 24 hours a day for its 3.5 million people are having a significant amount of aid coming near, those 3.5 million people won't be there. Remember, lights out scenario, you got 30 days, you lose 93% of your population, regardless of how big your population is or how small it is. Excuse me, 30 days, 1 month. I said 90 days, 30 days. And if you were prepared for the lights going out in Puerto Rico, but were you prepared for a storm coming through and compromising everything that you had prepared for, washing it away or destroying it? Now how prepared are you? This is real, and we need to see what the overall stage is being set for. And I'm saying that this stage is being set not only for Puerto Rico, but is also being set for everyone here as well. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit **. I will not see you in queue. I will only hear you. So if you like to get in on the conversation, just say, excuse me, I will hear you and go to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Joining Black Talk Radio Network's Uber conference line. If you would like to make a comment during live programming or you are an invited guest, hit the star key twice on your dial pad. Wait for the host to acknowledge you and always remember to watch your background noise.
This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
So, Dave, I'm not hearing anything off your line. Is anybody else hearing Dave?
Yes, Guy, I thought you were we were going to a commercial break.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Sorry about that.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on our conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025. And remember, I'm actually traveling right now, so I won't be able to see you in the queue. But if you hit star and just say excuse me, I will definitely hear you and we'll bring it up. So would love to hear from you all on what this is. And we're talking about right now, we're talking about Puerto Rico and what this really means and why this is so telling. And I was just laying that out before we went to the commercial break. Once again, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. This is, in my overall opinion, is not a natural. It's actually a plan and strategical in its nature, and the outcome of that is. And one of the things is that's necessary for that type of happenings is that you got to get people to believe in magic. And the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe something that otherwise you would not have if you knew the truth. The truth doesn't need us. We need the truth. So Puerto Rico, would love to hear from some of you what your thoughts are. But now, listen, Puerto Rico, power is supposed to be out for 3 to 6 months. How will people there make it? Because this overall situation is an immediate. It went from, as she said, the Puerto Rico from yesterday is no more. And do you really think it was a coincidence that they were going to default on their sovereign debt and they were going to be able to keep the island and all of the intrinsic value of that island to those that had rooted themselves at that island, when there's been actually bankers and corporations that have made deals, bonds, and mortgage the whole thing, and that mortgage is that whole thing is for your death, for them to benefit from your death. So do we really think that that was a coincidence? No. It was actually structurally purpose. So now, Puerto Rico, as in the other places, tonight, last night, they had no power. What will people do under desperate measures? They will go from civilized to feral very, very quickly. And remember, Puerto Rico's economy had already been decimated to where people were not able to employ to actually sustain themselves by way of the overall common person's economy known as employment or mid-level entrepreneurship. They were having a tough time doing that. And because of that, now all of a sudden, after a storm, for those that survived the overall storm, now, what means will you have? You're on an island. You're on an island. And in today's world, they make us think that the only island means that you're surrounded by water. No, there's also a financial and an economic island that we've placed ourselves on. We walked away from the bedrock. We've walked away from being able to ground ourselves, and we put ourselves on an island known as man's economy. So man can flood the economy at the stroke of a pen or at the overall whim and desire of a few to affect the many. So tonight in Puerto Rico, even if people were prepared, did their overall preparation survive the storm? And if they did, how are they going to secure that on that small island, a 3.5 million people? How are they going to be able to maintain themselves? It's going to be a battle. How many people do you think was prepared for? And these individuals, so-called, knew that Puerto Rico was subject to every hurricane season. How many do you think are going to be able to endure this for 1 month without power? And they said that the power is completely out because all of the infrastructure has been totally destroyed. The grid has totally been destroyed. And you can't just make that stuff overnight. Or can you? But will it? Absolutely not. What leverage is that given? What do you think is going to happen with Puerto Rico? There's going to be many people that will leave everything. They will uproot themselves, and they're going to be displaced to another land. How many people would say, I'm going to endure this? I'm going to stay in Puerto Rico. There will be some that say that. But how many people, after being flooded out? Water is the most one of the most powerful elements. And the overall stress and the hunger and the discomfort that these people will be under, how many will tap out and say, well, I'm going to go to the continental United States. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. I don't need this. Many will say that. And what is that going to do to Puerto Rico? Puerto Rico will be bare and ripe for the taking for not even pennies on the dollar. And they're going to get it all. And they're going to be able to get it all completely under its overall control and its overall rule. See, the rule that they had currently, the overall letter of the law currently, wasn't sufficient enough for where they wanted things to go. So what did they need to do? Use the same playbook and use the same play that worked millions of years ago. We're going to execute that now. Displace the people. They'll leave the land and will come in and claim it as property. Property of who? Those that have rebuilt it. And what will they rebuild it off of? The free labor and energy of those that they pay currency to. It's not an equitable exchange. This is why we need to facilitate real solutions that is adverse of emotion. Because not knowing the overall true attack that we're under will never, ever, ever be able to mitigate the silent agenda. Fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. So Puerto Rico now is in its stages of complete fall. By taking out the infrastructure, one of the things that you do when you're in battle and you're going to cut off your enemy, what do? You cut off their supply. You cut off their connection to the outside. You psychologically attack them. And before you know it, as the lady said, it sounded as if there were bombs. Your bombs will drive them insane to surrender. So why is this significant? Why is it that this is something that we should be thinking about? Because this system has been practicing what it's been practicing for a very, very long time. The only thing that's new is that you're new and I'm new to it in this physical realm. Under these conditions that we're in now, it's new to us, but it's been proven to work in the past. Here's what is so important. If we do not come up with asymmetrical collective prudence to deal with these spells these demonic rituals, these traps, through propaganda, through all forms of tactics. We will continue to do, and we will continue to act that as if we how we act before in the past, and we will get the same result. It won't change. It just will affect new people. It will affect new people. But here's what I want to say to you as a great warning. The displacement of people is starting to ramp itself up, and it is so effective, and it is so foolproof. If once you get the people in the condition, the ennui condition, they will uproot themselves, and they will go along with the program because of that. You're starting to see that happening, and where these so-called the attack storms that are going to be happening, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. For those of you that are preparing, do not make the mistake, and we all have to do this. This is why preparing is so important. You have to learn. You have to see from not an emotional standpoint of what is being happening, and then have an emotional response to it. You have to have an asymmetrical response to it. What is the asymmetrical response? Well, one I want to introduce you, there are many of them, and you could come up with some of your own. I just want to offer you one. The one that I want to offer to you: do not think that preparing for staying in your home is going to be suffice. Because these, the system that has brought about the preparation, they allow the overall propaganda of preparation to go over their airwaves. Because they knew by doing that, then they were to control how you would prepare, how you would think to prepare, what you would consider as being prepared. And then you would not consider what the potential of their deeds are, what their true capabilities are, that will catch you inadequately prepared for the reality that you now find yourself in. Here's what I mean by that. If you are preparing, you're going to need collective prudence. You're going to need to be able to have multiple places. You're going to need to have multiple safe havens. You're going to need to have multiple safe zones for you, your family, and the community. Because if you get displaced from your home, and it's very easy to do in today's world, they have the technology to do it. They can call on a tornado at any time. They can call on an earthquake in places that have never had earthquakes before. They can call on hurricanes in zones of hurricanes, but there's a new hurricane that's coming as well. It's called a land hurricane. No, it's different than a tornado. See, a tornado, the largest it could possibly get is only affect a couple of blocks. But a land hurricane can affect a whole state, just like a hurricane can over the water. You're going to see that. And you're going to see that form on the land. The capabilities of the system is much more than what they've shown you. They have only shown you what they want you to know and to respond to. But there is anything that they could create that your spirit doesn't already know and have a solution for. So I would say, in preparing, I don't care where you are. You can say that, well, hurricanes can't affect me. You will see the overall adverse effects of Irma, Harvey, and all these other ones. You're going to see it economically, for sure. You may even see it in other ways. But the overall technical advantage of this system is far beyond what they told you about. They've been able to go to have intercontinental travel light years away, just as you getting in your car and driving to the grocery store and coming back. But they don't tell you that they have that capability. They have us now, think about it, using all of the devices. Think about your life. And because our lives are so economically dependent, everything that we depend on and know has been based economically. We have walked away from the ecosystem. And by walking away from the ecosystem, you walk into the devil's playground. And you may think you have a shot. You may think that you have an edge, but it was created for you to think just that, and so that you will sit and be comfortable right there and make your deal with the devil. And we lose our soul. I would say to everyone here, regardless of where you are, have multiple places that you can fall forward to or fall back to, fall under or fall above to, for your overall family safekeeping. I don't care if you have a billion-dollar home. It won't be enough if the system decides to engage you. Because they'll take your billion-dollar home and turn your own appliances against you. Turn your overall, what you've established to be considered to have $1 billion, what you were able to use to leverage to acquire that, they can turn that against you because they got the patent on everything that they've created and put into the system, into the economy. One of the things is that we're going to have to be brutally honest with ourselves. And being brutally honest, then it will be the first step to a truth that we need. And that truth is this. We've allowed ourselves to be dependent. By hook or by crook, the truth is we are. And until we wean ourselves, and until we rehab ourselves from that, rehabilitate ourselves from that, that overall inducement will continue to destroy us. So I would say, make sure you have multiple in all different directions safe havens. What is the best way to do that? The best way to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is that not to cry and have an emotional response to, oh, I don't have enough cash. Oh, I don't have this. I don't have. That is an emotional response. What am I going to do? That is an emotional response. What are you going to do? You got to think your way through it. Use your talents. Use your abilities. Because crying about it is not gonna bring a solution to it all. It's just gonna keep you right where you are, where you say, well, ain't nothing I can do about it. Might as well just hope. Hope and pray. You will be the prey. You will be the prey of hope. One of the things, I'll give you a suggestion, one of the things that should be done is that you should be collectively attaching yourself with like-minded people for yourself, for you to be a resource to them and for them to be a resource to you. Could that be a solution? Yes. Can it be an asymmetrical solution to it? Yes. But the system has taught us to act adverse to that, act contrary to that. Yes, it has. And until you break that mentality, until we break that mentality, we will suffer the continual ramifications and consequences of being an addict. All addicts shake when the pusher cuts them off. So I would sincerely hope that we start to re-identify ourselves primarily by who we truly are, not what we've been told that we are. And not to facilitate temporal band-aids to an eternal problem that we have. Our eternal problem is that we do not invoke our talents to our prosperous good. We do not cultivate an environment that is established cultural dependency on one another. Who knows? If that was to be reestablished, who knows? Even those few that pull the purse strings and pull the strings of the system itself will realize that it's futile. They can only join, that they've been defeated. And how you respond to it, how the community responds to it, I don't know. That's up to them. I'm not in that position right now, nor do I care to be in that position right now. The most important thing is to deal with the truth of where we are first. It's really, really time for us to take out the fantasy in all of our decision-making process and inject some real reality. As everything economically starts to unfold, where we think that it can't happen here in America, that it'll be here for another. If it is here or if it is not here, it's not your choice. Because you didn't create America or the facade known as America. But what is your choice is, what are you doing with the current living conditions that you're in? What is it that you want to do, and what are you doing? What energy are you giving to facilitate that? An emotional energy builds nothing. You walk until your feet are no more, and the overall problem will still be there, and it will only be even bigger. So, what we have in Puerto Rico is one of the worst case scenarios. One of the worst but very effective tactics of displacing the people off of the land. How many people do you think will be in Puerto Rico next year compared to last year or this year? It will be remarkably different. You will never hear about the overall bankruptcy of Puerto Rico anymore. Puerto Rico has, just because that too is a facade as well. Puerto Rico has just been repossessed. But it's not just Puerto Rico that's been repossessed. there are many places that will be repossessed. The ownership foreclosed on. And the ownership foreclosing is always done by force. And once that force is applied, the people generally surrender. This is going to play out, and it is going to have cross-pollination in so many ways. It's going to have cross-pollination in the procedures and policies and the repossessing of things that you are accustomed to, your family is accustomed to, our community is accustomed to. But I say, as much as you possibly can, position yourself in real assets and protect those assets, because those are that is the overall wherewithal for your prosperity of establishing a culture going forward. Establish a culture now. Have a remarkable insight towards preparing. And then the generations behind you will momentumize what you have built until you have a complete experience and expertise in surviving all that threaten you. Now you can say that you have a culture. We've survived the generated man storms or mankind storms. We've survived their economy. And there's a way in which you have to survive the economy. This is what you need to do. This is the path. These are the things that you need to do. See, we don't have that because we have fads everywhere around us. So Puerto Rico is just the beginning. As the untied states of America becomes the true reality that we will be facing, and the ramifications will try to continue to get us to surrender. Your knees are yours, straight or bent. That decision is always yours and ours. Here we go to our last commercial break. When we come back, if you got a question or comment that you would like to make, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show. Sorry about that. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Wanted to take a look at Puerto Rico, and would love to, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to make about what you're seeing in Puerto Rico and how this is evolving. Remember, and I can't see you if you're there in the queue, so I would have to just hear you just say, excuse me, and I'll hear you and we'll bring you up. There is no coincidence that these storms are some of the worst that have ever been. All in, when have you ever seen hurricane season? The past hurricanes may have been the setups for the hurricanes that you see right now, so we'll get used to them. One of the things that in getting someone addicted to something is that you got to get them used to, accustomed to it. It doesn't, they're no longer shocked by it all. They're no longer concerned by it all. Then that's what? That's how you bring the sneak attack in. You get people used to vaccinations and everything else, and that's how you start to pollute their whole system because they're used and they do it right on cue. The reason why all of this is happening, and the reason why all of this is happening, I never knew how exactly things are going to happen. I don't know in the future how they're going to happen, but I know that they are going to happen. That's all I really need to know, because I know that from the Spirit telling me. Here's what you can expect. Now, which how you respond to it is up to you. Because if you look, they hide nothing. Because a lie can never hide from the truth. So, I'm very concerned about the displacement that is going to happen, and it's not over. If there is a war, it will displace people even further. And where shall they go? Yes, you could have brought all the guns and ammo. And you could have bought all of the food. But if you can't use it, what good has it been? I tell you what good has been. One of the very important and probably most significant and beneficial attributes of being of being prepared, and the discipline that you get from that, is that you have to think past the overall scrutiny and being ostracized for doing that, and you still do it. That brings about a resilience that we'll be able to strategize and be able to provide and find a solution to any and everything that you're in. Emotional people have, you've heard this, you ready? Emotional people have emotional breakdowns. Have you ever heard anyone having a sovereign problem breakdown? Have you ever heard of a lady or a guy having a solutions breakdown? They provided too many solutions in their lives. They found too many solutions. And they had a breakdown from those solutions that they found. Who have you ever heard of having that? Those people are there. They just don't advertise themselves to everyone because they find solutions. And one of the things that they do is that they try to harbor and hide themselves from people that don't. It's a defense mechanism. They play dumb. How wise is it to play dumb among a league of fools. And I just want you all and us all to continue to build. That's the only way that we're going to properly find solutions to things. I don't have the solutions to everything. I may have the solution to this and to that, and maybe I can share that solution with you. Then you could have a solution to what I need. And then now, what does that do? That actually creates an environment of solutions. I'd much rather be in an environment, in an atmosphere of solutions, instead of an atmosphere that's charged with emotions. That is deadly and dangerous. If you ever find yourself in an emotionally charged atmosphere, it'd be wise and who of you to get away as quickly as you possibly and silently and methodically and strategically as you can. May not be the best thing to run. And maybe the best thing to do is to quietly walk away and keep putting distance between you and that overall environment. This system is much more than what we saw on their TV. From the civil rights era and everything else, all of that was publicized on their TV for their overall purpose. Everything that we've seen brought to us by the propaganda machine of the system was for their objective. At our own demise. And everything that they've shown your eyes has been a lie. Everything that they tuned to your ears has been deceit. Every taste of the sweet poison has been murderous. It's time for us to conceptualize our own solutions. And it does not mean that just because we don't make decisions based in emotions that you don't have emotions. There's a place for emotions. And the reason why we should be doing this is because not only do we care, it's the only way that we'll be able to survive in a prosperous manner. It's the only way that you will be able to engage in sovereignty and self-determination. Going the way that we've been going, there is no sovereignty, self-determination. We become our worst enemy instead of our best ally and friend. We have become those that have surrendered. So, I just encourage us all to continue to prepare yourself and your family, regardless of what other people say. You have to do it for you. You have to do it for yours. Yours is your free will. And believe me, there are many, many individuals that resonate with that. But it's really coming to where, regardless of where you are right now, you're going to have to extend yourself to individuals and other people that you can rely on, and they can rely on you. One of the things we say always before we end the show is that before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Why is that? Because then there is an equitable exchange. You don't like something, find something that you do like. If things are that shallow for us, find where you can operate. But I would definitely say, remove yourself from the disruptive nature of what we've been taught since school. We all need to do that continuously. Because we've been in a continuous system of education of our demise. Listen, everyone, if we have no callers, I absolutely appreciate and love you all. And I'm going to have to get out of here a little bit early. And we won't have a show tomorrow, but we will be back on Monday. And if you're coming to Dallas, definitely text me, 951-790-8330. We will do something, just us, for those of you that are Tando Radio Show listeners.
Hey, Dave.
And, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Melanated Roots will be taking your slot at 6 o'clock tomorrow. That's something new we introduced to the station, is to allow hosts that can do their own broadcasting to take advantage of open slots where there isn't any regular programming. And so I had let him know, well, he heard you say yesterday you wasn't going to be on air Friday, so he said he going to take that slot then.
Brother Fantastic. Tommy. Melanated Root tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. So there will be a show at this time, so make sure you're here for Melanated Root. For Melanated Roots. So make sure you're here. So it will be a show at the 6 o'clock or wherever time that Tando is on for you guys. It's there, so make sure that you're there. So definitely look forward to that. And I look forward to seeing and talking with you all, for those of you that are coming. So, okay, everyone, it's never goodbye. We'll see you later. And as always, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And be prepared. You know what? So important. Always prepared, never scared. And we'll talk to you soon. Much love, much respect. Peace. Brother Bragg, chime us out.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.